Listening to KAYT 88.1 FM Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
For decades, folks in central Louisiana have trusted the Trotter name and have always expected the best. That tradition lives on in the Trotter's Furniture Showroom. Two stories and 20,000 square feet of comfort and luxury from brands like Riverside, Craftmaster, Bassett, Bernhardt, Hooker, and Ultra Comfort Lift Chairs. Complemented by a complete line of appliances from KitchenAid, Wolf, and Sub-Zero.
Everything's better when you get it from Trotter's.
To the offices of this church, Reverend Bell, Reverend Weston, And to all of you, my sisters and brothers in Christ, I do greet you in the name of the one who say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, no woman, no boy, no girl cometh to the Father except by me. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter what you drive. It doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank. It doesn't matter whether you're large or small, short or tall. The word says no man cometh unto the Father except by me. We thank God for this day. And if you all would turn to your Bibles to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. I'll start reading at the first verse. Ephesians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Third verse, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. I'll read that one again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. I would like to use as a subject this morning, are you a part of the in crowd? Are you a part of the in crowd? The keynote verse in chapter 1 is verse 3. Yes. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. So this little sermonette this morning, the blessings are about God. The blessings are spiritual. And God supplies every one of them. And he provides the good things in Christ. In Christ. Are you a part of the in crowd? So here in verse 3, we see six aspects of divine blessing. We'll see the blessed one, which is God. We'll see the blesser, which is also God. We'll see the blessed ones, which are the believers. We will see the blessings, which are all spiritual things. The blessing location is in the heavenly places. And the blessing agent is in Jesus Christ. Amen. Are you a part of the in crowd? The blessed one. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know that God is the blessed one, and we should bless him for his goodness. For the Greek word eulogio, we get eulogy, and a lot of times we associate eulogy with a funeral. But what the eulogy is to speak well. It means to speak good of a person. You declare a person's goodness. And but because God is the only true one, because none of us are good, all of our praises should be for God alone. Eulogy, which is a message of praise and commendation, declaring a person's goodness. Goodness is God's nature, church. He is good in a way and to a degree that no one, no human being except his incarnate Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, can only be. There's no good in us. So we as God's people, we should bless him for his goodness in all things. Whether it's pain, whether it's struggles, whether it's trials, whether it's frustration, whether it's opposition or adversity, we are to bless God for his goodness. Or as the choir say, we need to release it. Let it go. We need to release it and let it go. Because in the midst of all of it, God is good. God, the blessed one. And then as we continue to look at verse 3, it says, blessed be the God, he's the first one, and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. God, the blessed one, the one who is to be blessed for his goodness, is himself. And the blesser who bestows the goodness, he is also the one who bestows the goodness. He is the blesser. It is God who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. James reminds us that every good and perfect gift is from him above, coming down from the Father of lights. You see, God blesses us because he is the source of all blessings and of everything that is good. Goodness can only come from God because there is no source of goodness outside of God, the blesser. So we have the blessed one who is God. We have the blesser, who is God. And now we have the blessed ones who are us, the believers, the Christians. The us whom God have blessed are the believer, faithful in Christ. Are you a part of the in crowd? Right at that verse right there, that's when I got my title for my sermon. You know, a lot of times when we're working on these sermons, we don't get them in the order that you hear them. We get them in bits and pieces, and by the power and the help of the Holy Spirit helps us to bring it together as a sermon. So the us whom God have blessed are the believer, faithfuls. But you can't miss that last part, in Christ, in Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Can you believe that God has chosen us to bless? Can you believe that God has chosen to bless us in his wonderful grace, in his marvelous providence, in his sovereign will and plan? God has chosen to bless us, those who are of the faith in Christ. Yeah. Are you a part of the in crowd? We thank you, God, for loving us. We thank you, God, for caring for us. We thank you, God, for choosing to bless us. Not only has he chosen to bless us, but he blesses us with all spiritual blessings. He blesses us with all spiritual blessings, meaning the source of the blessing and not the extent of the blessing. You know, a lot of times when we talk about blessings, the Lord has blessed me. Well, he gave me something materialistic, money, home, car. But here we're talking about spiritual blessings. The satisfaction of knowing that your sin is forgiven is a spiritual blessing. The enlightenment of knowing we can get out of darkness and come into his marvelous light is a spiritual blessing. Sonship and inheritance is a spiritual blessing. He gives us eternal life. That is a spiritual blessing. And then the Bible tells us that we got a mansion not made by hands. That's a spiritual blessing. Those are spiritual blessings, church. God wants us to have these rich spiritual blessings in Christ. You see, God has never done a halfway job of anything. All through the Bible, there is a trail of evidence that God always does what he says.